This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is the networks, namely ABC, uses 11-year-old drag, Prince, to test your response. The question I have for the American people is, are you going to stand down on this one too? I told you this was the direction they were going to go with this because it's always been about the kids. As a matter of fact, the North American Man-Boy Love Association and their slogan that's shouted out during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. We're going to tear down their satire too, friends, concerning the homosexual manifesto. With that said, I want to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on here. Germany's Angela Merkel, the person of the year in the United States of America, the woman most greatly admired by none other than criminal Hillary Clinton, the one responsible for slapping the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam, she said nations must be ready to give up sovereignty. How prophetic that this is Germany trying to establish a fourth Reich. Friends, because it's happening today, right before your eyes. And they're beginning to spread out across Europe using the same method, the same steps, systematically and methodically, friends, to establish what? A new world order. Oh, how the where are all those reporters today talking about conspiracy theories? They can't talk about theory anymore, are they? Nope, they can't. And here we are today, and we're in it. As a matter of fact, all of those useful idiots that call themselves journalists and reporters, you need to call up everyone that you called a theorist and apologize. Because you, my friend, are on the same boat that we are. And I tried to tell you, but here again, here we are today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what a contradiction. What an oxymoron. Catch 22. FBI announces $3 million reward for helping to find Iranian jihadi who sourced IED parts from Minnesota. And at the same time, friends, they're planting a criminal named Keith Ellison as the AG, pro-Muslim, pro-homosexual, sodomite community advocate, and a pro-sanctuary city, state, governor, Tim Walz. And at the same time, the new chief of police, the first sodomite to ever rule the roost in Hennepin County. Is anybody paying attention how they are going and condemning in the north and justifying in the south as used for a parable? Friends, folks, sleight of hand. Don't pay attention to what we're doing over here, but pay attention to what we're doing over here. With the use of smoke and mirrors and deception, only to add confusion, read Daniel 9 when you get a moment, friends. The FBI announces a $3 million reward for helping finding Iranian jihadi. Who's alluring them into the United States, America? Now the FBI mysteriously is offering you a $3 million reward to help find this guy in the state of Minnesota. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Oh, and at the same time on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, for those that didn't know, Muslims gather at Minneapolis Convention Center to celebrate Muhammad's birthday. Guess what, friends? Non-Muslims were not welcome. And it was an all, folks, it was all done in the Arabic tongue. In America, friends, just so you understand what's going on here, no matter who you have at the helm, friends, in this country, I don't care if he was the most righteous man known to mankind, the agenda goes forward, friends. Why? Because God is showing himself off on the American people concerning judgment because they would not listen to the blessings and taking heed by keeping his commandments. Read Deuteronomy 4. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 when you get a moment. The four stages of Islamic conquest, written by Tim Brown, senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, posted on Sons of Liberty Media. As well, over in Los Angeles, friends, this on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Look what's happening, America. Look who's creating all the problems besides corrupt representatives and the CIA controlled media. Those that they're alluring into the United States of America. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, in Los Angeles, Muslim with Quran on his windshield tries to run down Jews. Man, they come over here because they need help, and then they begin to attack the system. Well, isn't that the history of these people? Why, yes, it is. And speaking of which, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, thousands of all-male migrants line up for food in Tijuana. Man, and they all got new attire on. They got backpacks. They're fed from point A to point B demographically as to where they're going, namely our southern borders. Pay attention to all of our borders right now, friends. This is diversion. But it's interesting. They're all dressed in attire, and they're all military-aged men. I'm trying to find where the women and the children are. There's very little of that, friends. And then they come to the border and they tell the American people what they need to do or else, shouting at the President of the United States, which, regardless, friends, that matters not. I am for the law. Okay? But they are here shouting down the law to allow their lawlessness. No, thank you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Luther College, Islamophobia professor, Muslims aren't given platform in the media. Has anybody been paying attention? Folks, look at this. Here again is a prime example of what I'm talking about. We're doing it to ourselves. We don't need anybody else to help us destroy ourselves. And we are going to go down as the greatest fools in history unless we awake to righteousness, friends. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:33, awake to righteousness and sin not. I speak this to your shame. And why is that? Because for some have not the knowledge of God. Sons of Liberty Media.com talking about destroying ourselves. Crazy Antifa girl gets arrested after throwing punches and spitting at patriots. I mean, folks, these are like the useful idiots of the useful idiots. You just can't fix stupid. And you can't reason with irrational people. It's like trying to administer medicine to a dead horse when you try to rationalize with these people, friends. So therefore, they must be incarcerated. And that's exactly what happened with this one. We're going to come back. Networks using 11-year-old drag. Yes, you heard me right. 11-year-old drag to test your response. America, are you going to go ahead and stand down on this one too? As I said, it's always been about the kids, and here we go.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you would like to at any time, check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or friends, if you'd like to jump over onto our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, you got a brand new video coming up again tomorrow. Just put one up on Saturday, and then we put one up a week before, again, showing you the dilemmas in which you face today, but I'm giving you biblical constitutional answers, friends, and therein lies the answer with what the people do with the truth that's been given unto them. Again, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Bradley Dean. I also wanted to let you know if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. You have us on the gauge right now, friends, as the number two radio show out of 104 radio stations across the country. And the pick and choose of 87 different radio show hosts, you have us as number two. We appreciate that. Must be doing something wrong today. Don't know what that is, but sometimes people just can't handle the truth, right? Or it's too depressing. I had someone just recently say to me, matter of fact, I'm going to pull this up right now, and I want you to listen to this because I get to deal with this constantly. And it wasn't necessarily a bad text or an email. It was just misunderstanding. I like your message, very articulate, well-researched, but always very negative, all negative all the time, wears on an optimistic, law-abiding, God-fearing citizen, would be great to share a positive, uplifting message occasionally. Well, you know what? It's all uplifting to me, especially when someone's in the battle all the time. And the first thing that comes to my mind is when I look to Scripture and I think of Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples through trials and tribulations. tribulations, through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven that is at hand. People need to understand the difference between the gifts of the Spirit in the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit to fallen man, carnal reprobates. There's quite a bit of a difference, because to the man that's in the battle, it's very real. To the man that's not in the battle, it's very surreal. And until you're a partaker of being in this fight, it's not negative, friends. It's being inundated with negative information. But yes, we overcome by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us, because we are walking things in the Spirit, friends. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. To a crucified man, I'm crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me, because Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. Okay? It doesn't appease to the fallen man. The Spirit does not, friends. Unless you have been broken through godly repentance, you grow up into the new man. Now, here's a perfect way to identify what I'm talking about. There is no joy in carrying a dead man around, is there? No, there isn't. There was a form of torture during the time of the Romans, where if a man was convicted of certain crimes, they would take a dead body and they would actually tie it onto the living man. And the difference is which one do you feed the most? And I give you the analogy of the two dogs. You got to listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Which one's going to overcome? If two dogs are thrown into a ring, and one's going to die, right? And they're going to fight to the death. And again, one of them's going to die. Which one do you suppose is going to win that fight? The one that's going to win that fight to the death is the one that you feed the most. And if you feed on the things of Jesus Christ, the bread of life, you are going to come overcome all obstacles. Because when you look at the times that the word was sent, namely, let's go over to John the Baptist in Luke 3. He was sent to give forth the word of the Lord. And what was it? It was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The good news is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And furthermore, the Bible tells us that our affections are set on Christ, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. If we're heavenly minded and we're partakers of the divine nature, our joy is found in the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Not to the appeasement or the approbation of the spirit of the world. Come on, guys, we got to put this into perspective. And again, I'm not saying this to condemn anybody or to smack anybody down, but I am simply saying make distinction concerning the things of the Spirit and the things of the flesh, okay? Because every day of my life, I get to wake up and look at how the world is going south. But it's my job, by the power of the Holy Ghost, to influence that world and to bring the answers to that world that's turned upside down by turning it right side up. Okay? That's my job. And we have to see it through. There's a different mind concerning those that are in the battle and those that are outside watching the battle. Make sure that you're inside the battle before you make critiques concerning those that are fighting alongside of you. Because we're in this together. And by the way, I believe that we can do this together. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have with yours Bradley Dean, if you just joined us now. We're talking about ABC is using an 11-year-old drag to test the response. This just came out just a couple days ago. Matter of fact, we're going to be posting this on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sex before 8, before it's too late. North American Man-Boy Love Association. By the way, this North American Man-Boy Love Association is supposedly monitored by the FBI, okay? And this sex before 8, before it's too late slogan is shouted out during gay pride parades. Friends, I got to tell you this. I have to say that for what I've been through concerning the sodomite homosexual agenda across America, and not just America, by the way, over the last 13 years of my life, I have gone through them, the sodomites, the homosexual communities, putting my house up online and affixing my address to it, endangering my family, to them broadcasting a fabricated hit piece on me by Mrs. Maddow, okay, MSNBC 13. They didn't broadcast once, but they broadcasted twice, to sending bomb threats to my ministry offices, to sending death threats concerning my life over and over again. And it's been an exhibition of what has and is going on in this country concerning them that to mean to legalize the unthinkable. In other words, all of this came at me by the sodomite communities that claim that they're the victims when in fact they have been nothing but the perpetrators of the crime. They have been the haters. And keep in mind, Kevin Jennings said the gay lifestyle, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Okay? So they don't have the shield again, they have the spear. But all of this came at me when I began to protect them that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing concerning our posterity. Isn't that interesting? Instead of the government and the media magnifying the law against the sodomites, which is a felony in every state of our union, they began to attack me in advocating that their friends, the ones that are the victim, well, they're the ones attacking me. Okay, and they did this together, and they're doing this together. And by the way, notice the pattern, because it's the same pattern over in Europe right now. Okay, we're told through the MSM, the mainstream media, that the homosexual communities, again, are just the victims of bullying. And all the while, we see that they are, in fact, the ones responsible for perpetuating the crimes. Even to go so far as to actually create them. And once they are discovered for falsifying and creating hate crimes, again, keep in mind all crime is motivated by hate, they then revert to calling their gay manifesto, which literally exposes their intent, a declaration of nothing more than a satire. So what I want to do is I want to take the time to share with you, and we're talking about right now how ABC used an 11-year-old boy that's dressed up like a woman in drag by bringing other men dressed up like women on their program, celebrating it, friends. This is a felony in every state of our union. Friends, this is child abuse, okay? Just so you understand what's going on here. But I want you to hear from me what they said was satire. This was actually put in by Michael Swift, through an article called The Gay Revolutionary from the Gay Community News, February 15th, also on the 21st in 1987. So they have it in the congressional record, okay? And the problem that you're having is you're allowing and giving a pass to said representatives that have been extorted through the guilt of these crimes in many cases, and I can prove it, okay? Look at the conspiracy of silence when you get a moment. That was a free one. But with that said, listen carefully. The homosexual manifesto, reprinted from the United States Congressional Record, Homosexual Activists Outline Goals of Homosexual Movement by Michael Swift. I'm going to begin to go line upon line, precept upon precept, when I come back on the other side to show you, friends, that in fact, it's not a satire. It's transpiring verbatim concerning every jot and tittle that they said was satire was in fact and is in fact the truth. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It's been raining in Houston, Texas, and officials there fear that rain could cause additional flooding. Harris County Flood District meteorologist Jeff Linder says there are some hidden factors to watch this weekend.
A lot of people are saying it's only raining 2 or 3 inches. Why are we seeing so much rises? It's the time of year that we are seeing, and it's also that our grounds are saturated going into this event.
By Saturday morning, the National Weather Service issued more than a dozen flood warnings for waterways across southeast Texas, but the threat of flash flooding is over. A man in detention on unrelated charges has been arrested in the kidnapping and killing of 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar, who was abducted last month outside her home in southeastern North Carolina. The eighth grader was kidnapped from her driveway on November 5th in Lumberton, about 95 miles from Raleigh. 34-year-old Michael Ray McLellan has been charged with 10 felonies, including first-degree murder and statutory rape of a person under age 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is the Homosexual Manifest. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is ABC, just this last week, was celebrating drag. They used an 11-year-old boy. Now, keep in mind, remember when they used the 9-year-old at the National Geographic? Do you realize, America, according to law, and this is, again, how they get away with what they get away with, because nobody pays attention to the law, it's a felony. Sodomy's a felony. How much more when they use an 11-year-old kid to drag? Here's the Homosexual Manifesto. Reprinted from the U.S. Congressional Record, Homosexual Activists Outline Goals of Homosexual Movement by Michael Swift. Gay Revolutionary from the Gay Community News, February 15th to the 21st, 1987. Reprinted again from the Congressional Record. Listen carefully. This is what the homosexuals say. We don't really mean it. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and your vulgar lies. Now, also keep in mind, the media is trying to get you to believe that they're the victims. Okay? And the only thing that they're the victims of, friends, is the law. Okay? That condemns their crimes. We shall seduce them in your schools. What's happening, friends? In your dormitories. What's happening, friends? In your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together. This is the Gay Manifesto. Okay? They're saying it's fake. Is it happening today? Yes, it is. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. Women, you cry for your freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with men. They make you unhappy. We, concierge of the masculine face, the masculine physique, shall take your men from you then. We will amuse them. We will instruct them. We will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of with men. Then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasures they shall never, nor have they never known, because we are foremost men too. And only one man knows how to truly please another man. Only one man can understand the depth and feeling, the mind and body of another man. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation will be passed which will engender, it says this, it shall be passed which engenders love between men. Sound familiar, America? All homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. Sound familiar, friends? It's an alliance of hell that will be disannulled once again. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. Enemy. They're calling you the enemy, friends. If you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. Friends, I am reading the Gay Manifesto, inserted into the Congressional Record by Michael Swift in 1987. He said that if you dare to cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. Friends, does that sound like the victims or the perpetrator of the crime? Does that sound like the victim or the criminal? We shall write poems of the love between men. We shall stage plays in which man openly caresses man. We shall make films about the love between heroic men, which will replace the cheap, superficial, sentimental, insipid, juvenile, heterosexual infatuations presently dominating your cinema screens. We shall sculpt statues of beautiful young men, of bold athletes, which will be placed in your parks, your squares, your plazas. The museums of the world will be filled only with the paintings of graceful, naked lads. Our writers and artists will make love between men fashionable and dear rigueur. And we will succeed because we are adept at setting styles. We will eliminate heterosexual liaisons through usage of the devices of wit and ridicule, devices which we are skilled in employing. Of course you are. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assumed them to be. Listen to this, America. This is exactly what you are seeing today. The manifesto goes on by Michael Swift, the Gay Manifesto. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. You may be sleeping in the same bed with you. There will be no compromises. We are not middle-class weaklings, highly intelligent. We are natural aristocrats of the human race, and steely-minded aristocrats never settle for less. Those who oppose us will be exiled. We shall raise up vast private armies. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, should I stop there? Does this sound familiar, America? Does this sound like a bunch of victims to you, friends? And they want you to believe that this is satire. And we are taking this off of what just happened last week, friends, because ABC and the networks are now using an 11-year-old drag to test your response. And I got a question for you, America. Are you going to stand down on this one, too? I told you 15 years ago it was about the kids. That's all you had to do is ask them. That's all you had to do is take the time and read their manifesto. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. They advocate what God condemns, and people in this country give them a pass. Wow. We shall conquer the world because warriors inspired by and banded together by homosexual love and honor are invincible as were the ancient Greek soldiers. The family unit spawning ground of, listen carefully, this is why the family's under attack, friends. And by the way, this is very telling. This shows you the face of who's behind the masters and the players. Listen, I go on. This is the manifesto of the homosexuals. The family unit, which only dampens imagination. The family unit, ground of lies, betrayals, mediocrity, hypocrisy, and violence will be abolished? What's happening, friends? Oh, those poor victims. Ah, oh, whoa. I never knew this. Well, I read it off the onto you on the airwaves year after year, friends. Now we're here again on another topic. The family unit, which only dampens imagination and curbs free will, must be eliminated. Huh. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown into the genetic laboratory. Genetic, friends. They just want to do away with the women. They will be bonded together in a communal setting under the control and instruction of homosexual savants. I believe it meant to mean servants. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Listen carefully, friends. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. We adhere to a cult of beauty, moral, and aesthetic. All that is ugly and vulgar will be annihilated. Since we are alienated from middle-class heterosexual conventions, we are free to live our lives according to the dictates of the pure imagination. Folks, if you want to know who's behind advocating this, warring against the laws of your constitution, look no further than the Supreme Court, Alina Kagan, and others, and those that call themselves Republicans, and your federal government. They're the ones advocating this. Okay, this is who it's gotten by and why. If they're not preaching out against it, it's because they're guilty of it. The homosexual manifest goes on. For us, too much is not enough. The exquisite society emerged will be governed by an elite compromised of gay poets. One of the major requirements for a position of power in the new society of homoeroticism will be indulgence in the Greek passion. Any man contaminated with heterosexual lust will be automatically barred from a position of influence. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. Yeah, we should look to the SS concerning Adolf Hitler, right? Exactly. We shall rewrite history. Exactly. These are the ones the SS weren't a bunch of homosexuals, folks. Take the time to read the pink swastika. We shall rewrite history. We shall rewrite history. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. Wow. This is like the devil calling Jesus Beelzebub, isn't it? We shall portray the homosexuality of the great leaders and thinkers who have shaped the world. We will demonstrate that homosexuality and intelligence and imagination are inextricably linked, and that homosexuality is a requirement for true nobility, true beauty in a man. We shall be victorious because we are fueled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the ages. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks, say the homosexuals and their communities. I just read the Homosexual Manifesto. We're piggybacking, friends, off of ABC using an 11-year-old drag to go ahead and test the response of the American people on national television just last week. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Highlighting ABC and the networks are using kids now to blatantly, they're using them for drag. They're celebrating little kids that are boys that are dressing up like women. I want to, let me say it this way. When all of this finally comes to the people's attention and realization that this is exactly what's transpiring right in before the, right in front of your eyes, like that of the gay manifesto. And then when you begin to catch on to how abominable this lifestyle is, I want you to read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Jude 1:7, and Romans 1:24. And by the way, friends, there's 33 references. Good Kings in the book of Kings, 1st and 2nd. Would remove the Sodomites out of their lands. And there was a reason for it, because they seen what they were perpetuating. Okay? And what their end aim is. Now, I'm just reading off, again, the homosexual manifesto. I just told you what the homosexuals decry as nothing more than satire. But I can go down line upon line, precept upon precept concerning what Michael Swift, every step of the way, and I can show you it's exactly what they're doing. And about the time you figure out, America, for the most of you don't want to address it because you don't want to be called a bigot, you don't want to be called homophobic, you don't want to be called a hater. Well, the fact of the matter is you're just being browbeaten by the criminals. Okay? And I want to say this too. I don't care what the state says. I don't care what the Supreme Court says and say, well, you know what? Now men can get married to men and women can get married to men. No. I don't care what they say. It's not true. Nothing can be considered law in the United States of America, nor can it be enacted if it runs contrary to God's moral law. Period. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9, Exodus 20, when you get a moment. I don't care what radical lesbian Alina Kagan, who never tried a case a day in her life, has to say. And now mysteriously she's appointed to the Supreme Court. She has no business being there. And how many of your representatives, friends, are guilty or extorted men? I told you years ago, we had Brian Bender from the Boston Globe on the radio. He broke a story concerning an ICE investigation, and they found out that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America, they found out that 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography. Okay? And again, look at conspiracy of silence. Folks, for those that don't know the history of George Bush Sr., oh my goodness. Look at his ties all the way back up to the Third Reich. And if you want to know when this country began to decline in a major way, it's when the people turned their back on their duty. They turned their back on God. And you look at when George Bush Sr. got in office, there was a rapid decline. In a major way. And look at the things that have been added. As a matter of fact, look at the Bushes, friends. Case in point. They condemn it. Well, they're in office. But if you take the time to look behind what they're doing, they're not condemning it. They're advocating it. Okay? I have letters written out and signed where George W. Bush actually congratulated gay communities and telling them thank you for their service to our country, friends. Okay? This was while he was the president of the United States. He was condemning it to the people, but behind closed doors, what was he doing? He was advocating it. Once they were out of office, what did we see? We seen both George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush Jr. advocate for gay marriage and the homosexual lifestyle. Okay? And this is what they do every step of the way. Now we have Donald Trump who says, well, what if whatever the Supreme Court says, it must be law. That's not true. If he knew what the Constitution really said, he wouldn't be saying that if they said it was law, it must be. I mean, that is about the most ridiculous thing. No, what he's saying is, well, that's what they told me was law, and therefore I have to abide by their rules, because what I'm doing is equating that to what something that Bill Clinton said back in the 90s when someone addressed him concerning an issue. And Bill Clinton said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. That's exactly what Donald Trump is. We know that he's a player for the masters. We know he is. Matter of fact, last week we had some national preachers starting to wake up to the current administration. Whose side is he on? Who does this president play for? Well, the same one that I told you he's been playing for, just like the one that preceded him, and just like the one that preceded him, and it's going to go on until the American people deal with it. And now here we are today. What is it going to take for the American people to understand the fruit of these people? Well, the people want to listen to what they say, but they don't want to pay attention to their fruit, just like their favorite politicians, right? Yep, I know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Hey, a thing is right regardless if you agree with it to be right or not. Just like if something's wrong, it may be wrong whether you agree with it or not. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm right. Because the Bible says so. And there's a reason the Lord condemns this lifestyle. And again, let me say this. When you begin to advocate what God condemns, you just look right behind him and look who's there. Oh, there's an infiltration of Muslims coming into the United States of America, and they're systematically doing the same thing that the homosexuals did. Exactly. Someone had to open the door for them, but it's the American people that opened the door by giving them a pass to do the things that they do. Let me say this. For all those that want to give them a green light and a pass, if you love them so much, your brother, your brother or your sister that's a lesbian, whatever the case is, don't sit there and tell me how much you love these people. Don't sit there and sympathize with the devil, friends, because the Bible is clear on this, okay? It's very clear on this. You're not doing those that you declare that you love a favor by disobeying God. And the fact of the matter is, when you say nothing to them concerning the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, God condemns your lifestyle, you need to repent. That's real love. For you to just say nothing, you're an accomplice. You're just as guilty as they are. And you're advocating the same destruction there because you are allowing them to dare the justice of God. And you can rest assured they're going to get a response. And so is the people that are accomplices to their crimes. It's just that simple. If you love them, tell them the truth. Again, when all of this finally comes to the people's attention, which I hope it is now, and the realization that this is exactly what is transpiring right before your eyes, and they then begin to catch on to the abominable lifestyle, friends, then in retaliation, it's interesting to note, friends, instead of them, once they're found out, instead of them repenting and going back into the closet, as they say, what do? They boldly, unabashedly, friends, advocate all the more their blatant crimes against nature. Oh, in that word, crimes against nature, guess where that's found, friends? In your state statute, because in every state of our union, folks, it is a felony. Now what are they doing? Instead of repenting, they're taking a little 11-year-old boy. You can go on to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm checking right now to see if it's been posted. And with that said, friends, hang on. No, it's not. It will be up within hopefully the hour here. With that said, friends, what do? They use a little child and they dress him up as a woman, and then they send over other friends, drag queen, full-grown men dressed up as women. And don't forget about Giuliani doing the same thing, friends. During gay pride parades, he used to dress up as a woman in drag, and he thought that was cute. You know how it starts out to be funny, but behind it, it's not a joke at all. But again, what I'm saying is in retaliation, what are they doing? They're advocating their crimes all the more. They, friends, along with the media, along with the masters behind the scenes, friends, are showing you what this is all about. From the bathroom bill, non-gender, no gender discrimination, baloney, friends, which is crime. These are all felonies that are being committed on you by those that are supposed to uphold the law. They're tearing it down. ABC's Good Morning America, again, dares the justice of God by promoting the 11-year-old trailblazing drag kid, his name is Desmond, as amazing. It's the sickest thing that I've ever saw. And every one of them, friends, needs to be incarcerated. Okay? It's the GMA Day, Good Morning America Day. Surprised. They were. Desmond is amazing with three fierce drag queens and some amazing gifts. These networks, again, along with the parents, should be held lawfully accountable for child abuse. Read Matthew 18, verse 6. Matthew 18, verse 6. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And they are blatantly in the light of day on the networks, friends, advocating that which is a felony in this country. And sad to say, friends, many of these people, it's really a sick society when the government doesn't do their job, but criminals will do what the law pronounces. I mean, it's just really a sad day. I mean, they got to learn the lesson when they end up in prison. Instead of the governments teaching the fear of the Lord, where men depart from iniquity. What do? Hey, America, are you going to let this one go too? Just curious.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.